To the victor, the palace. In the plush surrounds of one of Vienna's many grand buildings, Alexander van der Bellen makes his victory speech. The images from this room, he says, will go to all the capitals of Europe. We've sent a red, white, red signal, that's the Austrian flag, and this signal will be read in the capitals. And not only the capitals. The signals were indeed read elsewhere. In Germany, Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel said, a weight has fallen from Europe's shoulders. And European Council President Donald Tusk spoke of a victory for European unity. They were relieved that this man, Norbert Hofer of the far-right Freedom Party, was the loser. But in his concession speech, Norbert Hofer made it clear he will use his considerable popularity, after all he won 47% of votes cast, to help the Freedom Party win the next general election. He told party leader Heinz Christian Strache,
"Lieber Heinz Christian,
dear Heinz Christian, you have gained an election helper, and I don't think the governing coalition will be very happy that at the next national election, someone who can attract almost half the votes has become your election helper."
So how did a 72-year-old economics professor and former leader of a minor party, the Austrian Greens, defeat the young populist? Not once, but twice. First, by a very narrow margin back in May, and now with a convincing 7%. Political analyst and consultant Thomas Hofer says he used the very tactics which have made the Freedom Party so successful, appealing to emotions and fear.
Look at the Green campaign, or the campaign of Mr. van der Bellen. They were really having huge emotions in there. And actually, the Freedom Party got beaten at their own game, because emotionalizing is their stronghold, right? But van der Bellen also emotionalized a lot. He warned of the, you know, Blue Republic. He said, you know, this is a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type, this Mr. Hofer.
A Viennese tradition, the Christmas market at Schönbrunn Palace. This tradition is as popular as ever, but others are struggling, none more so than the tradition of Austria being governed by a coalition of centre-left and centre-right parties, the Social Democrats and People's Party, Austria's establishment. But for years now, the Freedom Party has been eroding this tradition. They're currently leading in opinion polls, and at the next election due in 2018, they could be number one and part of a coalition government. Peter Filzmaier is one of the country's best-known political scientists. He says having a left-leaning Green politician as president won't change the general trajectory of Austrian politics.
Very little will change because the polarization demonstrated during the election will continue. This is between city and country, between different age groups, and above all, the differences between those people who are optimistic about the future, especially the economic and social situation, and those who are skeptical, concerned, and afraid. And this polarization will remain.
The media crush after Alexander van der Bellen's clear defeat of his far-right opponent. Many had expected another victory for anti-establishment populism, like Brexit in the UK and Donald Trump in the United States. Instead, according to the president-elect, this is a victory for the EU.
Yes, I won again. Well, a pro-European message, I think it is.
It's a pro-European message.
Please step back.
Is this the end of the far-right in Europe, do you think?
No.
The big question is, were Austrians voting for Mr. van der Bellen and the European Union, or against the populist movements taking hold in many Western democracies? Thomas Hofer says it's a bit of both.
Yeah, indirectly. Of course, it's not a motive. I mean, you don't go there and say, this is an anti-Trump vote or something like that. However, and I said that during the campaign, I said both sides can use Trump's victory. And the Greens did it better because they said, we don't want that in Austria.
Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.